The Nenana Ice Classic tripod moved and tripped the clock in the annual Tanana River Ice Out Guessing Game at 12:56 p.m. Alaska Standard Time yesterday. Ice Classic manager Sherry Fornes says she and her staff have a lot of work to do to determine this year's jackpot winner or winners. Fornes says coronavirus pandemic forced store closures reduced the number of tickets sold this year, but social distancing requirements mean about half of the normal crew of 100 workers will be processing tickets.
We're running a skeleton crew, so we're only going to have about half of the people, if that, in the Civic Center working. But we are able to keep people at a minimum of 6 feet apart by doing it this way.
Although the overall number of tickets is down this year, organizers allowed mail-in guesses due to pandemic restrictions that closed down many of the stores where tickets are normally sold. And Fornes says dealing with the mail-in guesses is time-consuming.
We got lots and lots and lots of guesses through the mail. So we're still processing those guesses, you know, just getting them on tickets and stuff. I'm figuring that it's going to take us not as much time as it normally does, but I know it's going to take us probably at least 4 weeks.
Fornes says the work of logging in tickets will likely begin Thursday using a proven system that relies heavily on manual labor.
It goes through like 4 or 5 different processes to get everything sorted, and then the tickets all put in numerical order, and then goes to the people that are doing the data entry, and then from there it goes to the people that check all the guesses. It's quite a process that we go through, and I know a lot of people don't understand that. So, I mean, that's why it takes us so long. If we were digital, it wouldn't take long at all, but it would put a lot of people out of work.
Fornes emphasizes that the Ice Classic is a community operation, which also donates money to numerous area charities. I'm Dan Bross.